It's Celia Barnes talking to Helen Banks about the youth club she set up in the village. Okay, Helen?
Yep, right. I was approached by my daughter and her friends to say there was nothing to do on a night time in the village and no youth club, nowhere to go, really. So I looked into it and I attended a youth forum at Selby Abbey School one night. I took a couple of the kids with me and they sort of taught me through it. A lot of them are youth leaders, very experienced, and of course I wasn't experienced at anything, only children. And so we talked it through and I thought, right, well, we'll see what we can do. Anyway, so I got another parent on board, which is Pam Brown, lives in Westcroft Lane in Hambleton. And she said, yeah, I'll give you a hand, because her daughter was friendly with my daughter.
Yeah.
So we talked about it. Anyway, one of the businessmen that lives in Hambleton, Billy Senior, does double glazing, said, well, you know, if you need any money up front, I will lend you the money to set up, buying sweets and pop and crisps and stuff like that, just to start it off. And then when we had the money, we would repay him. So we looked into it and we put in a newsletter about we wanted a pool table, wanted a ping pong table. And we got some response, and some people at Gateforth had given us a table and a ping pong. So it set us off.
Yeah.
And then we asked the parish council for some funding. And we wanted a CD player and some games. So they actually gave us some money. I can't quite recall how much. And Rose Dunn came to Wetherall's and picked the games out, and then we sourced a CD player. So we're up and running that by this time.
Yeah.
And then we had to get the village hall, which is always the players and other things, Swiss Drive and what have you. So the only night we could have was a Sunday, which wasn't ideal for me, but it was a start. Mm. So we did it from 11 to 16-year-olds. And we had the big room in the village hall and we set it up. And this was in 1997. And so that's what we did.
Brilliant.
So we had, what we used to do was, we had bingo, we had quizzes, we had team events. We split the girls and the boys. We had the odd Christmas party as well. And we had days out to theme parks, which they really enjoyed. We hired a big bus, and me and Pam used to take the older ones could look after themselves.
Yeah.
But the younger ones we supervised, and it was all signed by the parents that they could come with us. So that was ideal.
Brilliant.
And we did it for about 2.5 years, 3 years. And personal circumstances, I had to give it up.
Yeah.
And I got somebody else to run it from Barbie. But somebody that was on the committee at the village hall wasn't happy. It wasn't a villager that took it over. But I felt there was nobody coming forward from the village to take it over.
Mm.
So this lady, because she wasn't in the village, wasn't sort of looked upon as a suitable person, but she had quite a lot of backing from support from the parents, even, you know, which we didn't have at all. So she took it over and she did it for about 18 months, and I think then it was too much for her because she was traveling from Barbie, especially on a Sunday night. It takes up your weekend, which it did. So she did it for about 18 months, and then she finished, and now there's nothing.
No, that's true.
And I felt that the kids missed out on something in the village at that age, somewhere to go, somewhere to natter. Mm. And I felt that I got to know the kids as well, because they all grew up in the village.
Yeah.
They're all villagers.
Yeah.
And we have to look after our young people in the village, because it's a community. They're part of a community. And the people that came, the adults now that used to go to the youth club, all live down on the new Redrow estate, and they all live next door to each, and they all congregate together in the pub.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's still a community, but how long will that last in villages?
Yeah.
Because the young ones move away, never to be seen again.
That's right. They can't afford to stay, can they?
No, no. But these could, because it was, you know, help to buy and all this. So that was ideal for most of our youngsters. And if you look in the village now, they're still there.
Yeah.
They've got families of their own.
Yeah.
Which is great. But what's them little kiddies going to do?
Yeah.
Where they're going to... There's play school. Yes. But that's, you know, if you can get the funding for that. But there's nothing for the younger ones, like a youth club. Even if they do a youth club for little ones, from, say, like 5 to 7-year-olds, for an hour, just games, and then to do an older one at another time, that'd be ideal.
Yeah.
But there's nothing.
No, it's sad, isn't it?
So Willoughby have got a great... I think they've got a youth club.
Yeah.
I can't remember. I think Barbie's got one. And I don't know if there's one in Selby itself, but I just feel there's just nothing for the young kids.
Yeah.
They're on the streets. They get told to move. We had it in Hamble to the same. Don't sit there. Don't do this. Don't do that.
Mm.
But they had nowhere to go.
Yeah. And that's when they get into bother.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that's when the older people say, oh, I got verbal abuse off the young'uns. Because they were told to move. Where are they going to go?
Yeah.
Parents, well, yeah, they work and children have got... be children, but parents feel that, you know, once they get home from work, they don't want to do things with children. Mm-hmm. It's unfortunate, but that's how the life is, you know. Parents have to work nowadays, and children are left to their own devices.
Yeah.
But it's a bit unfortunate, but hey, that's the way it is.
It is.
Can't do anything about it.
No.
And it won't improve.
No.
People, you know, work full time with kids all the time.
Yeah.
It has to do, because nothing else they can do.
No, financially, now they have to.
Yep, you know, roof, like I said, they've got to work. I'm saying with my two.
Yeah.
They've got to work.
Yeah.
And parents or grandparents have to chip in.
Step in. Yeah.
And help out.
Yeah.
But I do hope that eventually something will come about, and that young people will stay in the village and it'll be a community again.
Yeah.
Because that's what's lacking now.
Yeah.
A community in a village. Nobody knows anybody anymore.
Yeah.
When I first moved there in 82, and I started working in the village pub, the Red Lion, and I was there for 10 years, and I got to know a load of people.
Yeah.
And the children, and that's when I knew that, you know, the youth club would be ideal. But now, nobody knows anybody.
No.
You know, you don't know your neighbours, because they're new neighbours, but they don't actually introduce themselves.
Mm. Yeah.
You know, whereas one time you just said, well, I'm so-and-so.
Yeah.
You know, I just live down the road. Just thought, say hello, you know, we are your neighbours. And we used to do it still.
Yeah.
You know, when I lived on the main road in Hambleton and we got a new family next door. It was a council house. The boy was only, I think he was about 8 or 9. He came round with a pot plant for me and a card.
Oh.
And he did it with the people that moved into my house when I left.
Yeah.
But they weren't very happy about it, because they're a bit strange. They weren't villagers.
No.
So they thought it was a bit strange, a young man coming round with a pot plant and a card.
Yeah.
But that's what he did.
Yeah.
And it was lovely.
It is. It makes a world of difference.
They still live there, you know, and she keeps saying, when I saw her the other day, she's, do you know, we don't half miss you living next door to us. So I said, well, you know, there's other people. She says, yeah, but they don't talk.
Yeah.
You know. We had a little gate put into the fence, you know, so Peter could come round.
Yeah.
When he wanted to, you know, for his ball or whatever.
Yeah.
And then he was playing with little George.
Yeah.
But they don't have to do that now.
No, it's gone, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you know all your new neighbours in the new houses?
Yeah, a lot of them. But again, that's because a lot of them are the people who were either in the village or at Thorpe, went on to Redrow and have now moved up. So there's a little line of them that were neighbours there that are now neighbours here. And of all, they play football for the Hambleton team and, yeah, they're all involved. Mm. So there's a little line of them.
Yeah.
Some of the others I don't know, but the little line of them.
But we did used to have a fun day, a gala day, every year on the football pitch. We used to have tug of war, We used to have the strong man. We used to have a disco in a night time. We used to have a barbecue. But that all went.
Yeah.
Why?
I think somebody said it was when you were expected to have public liability insurance.
But that's, you know, that's everywhere though. I mean, Thorpe do have a great fun days.
Yeah.
Up at Thorpe.
Yeah.
So if they can do it, and there's Monk Fryson, there's Sherburn, so why can't Hambleton have something like that?
Yeah.
That's what they miss.
Yeah, it is.
Something to look forward to. The kids used to love doing something, you know, even having a stall and getting rid of the toys and that.
Yeah.
Yes, we have stalls and what have you. That's all gone. But why?
Yeah, it's strange.
Is it nobody can be bothered to set anything up?
Yeah.
That's the point.
Yeah.
Nobody can be bothered. Oh, so leave it to so-and-so, they'll do
somebody
it.
Somebody else will do
somebody
it.
Somebody else will do it.
Yeah.
You know. I think Nick Wood started doing it and he died, didn't he?
Yes, yeah.
And he was on the committee with somebody else, I think. And then, as soon as that he died and that was it, they didn't want to know anymore.
No, that's it, isn't it?
So, you know, and then parents, oh, there's no to do in a village. I'm not surprised. Get your bum off the chair and help out. Volunteer.
Yeah.
Do something.
Yeah.
You know, even if it's just at weekends.
Yeah, that's right. Anything to get involved.
Join a football team. There's plenty of football teams in the village for kids.
Yeah, there are.
Just get, you know.
Yeah.
My grandson goes to North Duffield to play football.
Yeah.
In a team.
Yeah. Yeah, there's two or three youth teams in Hambleton
now. Is there now? Yeah. All right, okay.
Yeah, there's the adults and there's two or three youth teams.
Mm. Nothing for the girls?
Yeah, some of the girls play football.
Yeah, but not all girls want football, do they?
But
something else could have been nice for the girls, actually.
But yeah, there's quite a few of the girls who are playing football.
All right, okay. That's okay then, but otherwise I think there's just it's just gone as the village life anymore now.
Yeah.
Too many houses, too many people.
Yeah, and all having to commute.
Yeah. And it's the way things are going. It takes longer and longer to get home.
Yeah.
I mean, when Faye used to come from Acombe, it took an hour and a half to get home.
Yeah.
To pick the kids up from me.
Yeah.
Which is not nice when you're out first thing in the morning.
That's it, because you have to allow that hour and a half first thing as well before you get to work.
Yeah. So, I mean, she's in Selby now, so it's not so bad. But.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's how it became.
Brilliant.
And it ended.
Yeah, that's really good.